And when you come here to this monastery, you come here to practice. And when we start practicing, all sorts of things can happen. we should remind ourselves, the world thinks about us, I'm talking about the Western world, not about the Asian world. The Western world, the moment we ordain as monks or when we live in the monastery, they think of us, of being crazy, being a recluse, being crazy. Why would we choose this path, And with this mindset, we come, because we are born in the West, we've been educated in the West, and we have the views, most of us have the views of the West. So we come here to the monastery, and start meditation. And the meditation in the West and here is different, In the West everything is, fine, in German we say Friede, Freude, Eierkuchen, peaceful, joyful, and pancake, It's an idiom for everything sabai-sabai, Everything is fine, and we don't want to see the dirt that is underneath. And when we come here, to practice wholeheartedly, and practice fully, we see all the dirt coming up, And some of us don't want to see the dirt, Don't want to see all the shit that is in our heart, all the garbage that is in our heart. But the path of practice is the path, it is the way to the heart. And we have to remind ourselves, especially when we come from the West, that our views and our opinions are the ones, of the West, how should it be otherwise? How can it be otherwise? But the things that we can experience in meditation, completely upset our world of, our views of the world. And we should not forget, Lungta Mahabho said a lot of good things, He said, the moment we ordain or the moment we come to practice, we take on the yellow robes, but the kilesas are still the same. And when the kilesas are still the same, that means our views and opinions are still the same. So we view the things that we see with the views that we have, trained, for 30, 40, 50, 60 years, And we should not, when we start to practice, we should have an open mind to what is happening. All sorts of things can happen. I've seen a lot of things and I've experienced a lot of things. I remember the first year of my practice, I was in a meditation course, And after the last sitting meditation, I still stayed on because I still wanted to practice some more. And then there was a person, and there was an Ajahn. And suddenly, after 5 minutes, that person changed from a very peaceful person into a roaring tiger. And the Ajahn, he was a Thai Ajahn, he just sat, and talked to this person, and after a while, after 20 or 30 minutes, the person calmed down. So I asked, later on I asked the Ajahn, what happened? He said that some of the suppressed karma that comes up, and it just overtakes the person, and sometimes they don't even remember what happened during the time. So it can happen, it was quite frightful, when you saw this person, suddenly, really acting like a vicious tiger. And these are things that can happen. These are not crazy things, they are not drug induced, whatever label we put on. The Western world doesn't know of these things and doesn't want to know about these things. They only think about, the human realm and the animal realm, and for them all the other 31 realms. Yeah, normally all day long. You know, she was a very nice and very gentle person, yeah, but she must have suppressed, you know, a lot of anger, a lot of karma, old karma comes up, yeah. And then she just turns, after meditation, she turns into a vicious tiger. Yeah. That is just one thing that I saw. Yeah. I had a meditation friend, yeah. I mean a monk, yeah. I mean who was meditating in a cave, yeah. And then just opposite of him, you know, came a monk warrior without a head, you know, and tried to take hold of his body. And he was very strong, so I mean he could take hold of his body, yeah. Until he was such in agony, my friend, yeah, that he cried out, "Please, please, Lungta, help me, Lungta, please help me," you know. And then 5 minutes later he was back again, you know, and the possession, you know, was over. These things can happen. They are not normal, but they are not abnormal as well. Yeah, I mean, we have to take things into account. Yeah, meditation is all about, you know, getting access to our heart. Yeah, if you just do 2 or 3 hours or 4 hours a day, you know, nothing will come up. Yeah, but if you really press, you know, I mean, and do 12, 16, or 18 hours a day, you know, of practicing, then, you know, I mean, it's an opening to our heart, yeah? And whatever is stored in our heart, it will come out, yeah? It has to come out, you know, and we have to let it go out, yeah? And we have to be understanding for other people, you know, when we see, yeah? I mean, of course, you know, when we hear something falling down or thing banging, you know, and then we can go and look, or we have to actually go and look and ask the person if something is wrong or if he needs some help, yeah. If he doesn't answer, or if he said, you know, he doesn't need any help, then we go back, yeah. Let the other people do, you know, whatever, you know, I mean, whatever they feel it is necessary to let out. Because if we keep it and keep it and keep it, we will never be able to let go free of it. Yeah? So we have to get free of these things that are stored in our heart. Yeah? I so often talked about it, you know, I mean, meditation practices about opening the attic where we have stored everything, yeah. And the core things, you know, come up first, you know, and most, you know, from my experience, you know, for the first 2 years, the terrible things came up, yeah. I mean, there was so much pain, there was so much agony, yeah? And sometimes, you know, sometimes in my practice, you know, I mean, demons came, you know, and parceled me up, you know, I mean, it was painful and I couldn't do anything, yeah? You know, people were slaying me, you know, and then I'm with my fist, you know, and with my feet, I was stamped on the floor, you know, because, you know, it was so much pain, yeah? These things can happen, yeah? And we have to be open-minded. We cannot view these things from the view of the world. Huh? Just like I said, you know, I mean, we come into the spiritual realm. And the spiritual realm is very, very different, you know, from the from the worldly realm. Yeah? From the realm where most people live in, where they don't want to see these things. Yeah? I mean, when everybody talks about meditation, especially in the West, they want to see people go through walls, you know, or people floating in the air or flying through the air, or just, you know, I mean, appearing in one place and disappearing in this place, yeah. I mean, these are also one things, you know, belonging to the spiritual realm. But there's a lot of shit happening also, yeah. Also dark things, you know, happening in the spiritual realm. I mean, There are demons, you know, I mean, we know there are 31 realms. There are demons, there are ghosts, yeah? And in Thai, there's a special form of ghosts, you know, they are called pising, you know, ghosts that enter the body of other people, because they long so much, yeah? And if the people are weak and cannot help itself, then they are possessed by these things, yeah? Or they are possessed by a demon, yeah? Just like my friend experienced, but you know, he was strong enough to call out for the help of Lungta, and through that, you know, I mean, he got rid of the demon. Yeah? But it can be a very frightening experience. It doesn't mean to happen to everyone, but we should have an open mind, yeah, and especially not judge, you know, with our Western mind, you know. This person is under drugs, or you know, or he has a psychosis, or he's schizophrenic. Nothing of this sort. Yeah, I mean, whenever, if you have ever seen a person possessed, you know, by a ghost. And I've seen it, yeah. I've seen it, you know, several times. Eh? Possessed or by a ghost, you know, or possessed by a demon. Yeah, it's not a nice view. Yeah. And the last time I saw it, you know, I mean, she couldn't get rid of she. It was also a woman. She couldn't get rid of this. Yeah. I mean, the demon behaved terrible. I mean, it was a nasty behavior. You know, nobody could stand it. Yeah. And luckily there was, you know, in the monastery I was in Germany, you know, there was a Thai Ajahn who could deal with it, yeah. And I observed it, you know, I mean, for half an hour. It took him 4 hours, you know, to caught that demon and pull it out of the person. And then afterwards she was a completely different person. And of course, yeah, I mean, if anything possesses you, yeah, if another spirit, yeah, if another spirit or a demon takes over your body, it takes over all of your conduct, yeah, that means not only the body, but it takes over thoughts, it takes over memories, you know, it takes over, you know, all the senses and so on, yeah. And the person, you know, when the spirit leaves or when the demon leaves the body, you know, of course, how can you know anything, yeah? I mean, it's just like you give your toolbox to somebody else and you don't know what he's done with it. And certainly this person will not tell you, yeah, and this ghost will not tell you. This can happen, you know, and we should be open-minded and we shouldn't be frightened of these things. I've seen so many things, you know, I mean, weird people, you know, I mean, because I understand it, yeah, I mean, weird people come to me, you know, and then tell me all sorts of stories, yeah? And they sound reasonable when they meet demons, you know, or other beings, you know, or other frightening spirits, yeah? But, you know, people in the world call them crazy, you know? I mean, he's shits, he's schizophrenic, or he's in psychosis, or whatever, yeah? No, not necessarily. I am able, you know, to distinguish between, you know, somebody's really. I mean, yes, I met crazy people who are really crazy, you know. I mean, who lost all sense, you know, of reality. But these people, you know, who talk about these things are not crazy and are completely normal, yeah. I mean, the next day, you know, when you see them, you can talk normally to them, reasonable to them, rational to them, and they respond in a rational way. That means, you know, that they are not sick, yeah. They are not in the way of the Western world, you know, have a psychosis or schizophrenia or whatever, yeah. They are just normal people who go, yeah, through their practice, yeah. And we have to remind ourselves our practice is opening the heart. Yeah? And when we open the heart, all sorts of shit can come up, yeah? And especially bad karma that we didn't like to deal with it, you know, in the past lives or in this life, you know, that comes up, you know, and it can set us into a frenzy, yeah? But then, you know, sooner or later it is over and then we are normal again, you know? And this is, you know, it's just like removing one of the big pieces, you know, in the attic that, you know, that bears the way, you know, to the other thing. Yeah? So we let it out, you know, we open the heart, you know, and one thing after the other we let it out. Yeah? So, I mean, I do kindly ask, you know, not to judge other people by their behavior. You don't know what they are going through. Yeah? Let me be the judge, you know, if somebody is really weird, you know, if somebody is really obnoxious, you know, I will take care of it, you know, and that, and he has to leave, yeah, I mean, if he's upset, yeah? And if he doesn't want to deal with the things. Yeah? But as long as somebody wants to deal with the things that come up, you know, I mean, he can stay here and I can help him, yeah, because, I mean, 35 years, you know, I mean, I don't know how long I practiced, 35 years of practice, and I've seen so many things, I've been so many things, I mean, I've been through all sorts of things, so I can understand it, yeah, maybe other people, you know, I mean, I know, you know, even in my worldly life, yeah, I mean, I had friends who hated each other, and I could understand, I can be friends to both of them, you know? Maybe it is the openness of my mind or the naivety of my mind, yeah? And naivety is not a bad thing, you know? I'm naive. I believe people when they say something to me. But I don't judge them. Or I don't try to judge them. And that is the problem, you know, with our Western mind, with our judging mind. Yeah? We judge everything, you know, this is good, this is bad, this is crazy, this is not crazy. Yeah? I mean, be open-minded, look at it and see what is happening. Yeah? Just like, you know, with our practice, you know, I mean, we have to observe. Yeah? I mean, I try to teach you, and I try to teach you, but I'm not sure if I get through to you. Yeah? If you understand what I'm saying. Maybe, you know, I mean, maybe your brain does understand it, but it doesn't go to the heart. Yeah? The heart is the important thing. Yeah? It's a citta, yeah? Entitis cittai, yeah? It's a citta heart. Yeah? It's there where all these things are happening. And the moment we become calm, you know, that's where we go, yeah? And then we open the heart. It is, yeah, for most of the people, yeah? Especially coming from the West, you know, I mean, it is closed, our heart is closed, yeah? We don't even notice it, yeah? In the moment we open it, all these things come up, you know? I mean, they seem to be overwhelming, and that is okay, yeah? I mean, tell yourself, you know, if it is overwhelming, tell yourself, only the things are coming up that I can take care of right now. I have the means to take care of, yeah? And so nothing can overwhelm you, yeah? Even it seems overwhelming, but you still can deal with it. There will be nothing coming out of your heart that will destroy you. Yeah? Unless you don't want to see it, yeah? This can destroy you. Your negative, yeah? Your negative feelings towards it, you know, or your suppression of it, this can destroy you, yeah? But the things that come out, and if you look at them, you know, and work on them, and let them go, you know, this cannot destroy you. But we don't like to see bad things, you know, it's the same thing with the body investigation. We don't like to see the ugliness or the filthiness of this body, yeah? We think it is a nice thing, yeah. Yes, from outside it looks nice, but if you don't wash it, you know, if you don't take care of it, it doesn't look nice anymore, yeah. It starts to smell and to stink, you know, and look filthy, you know, after just 4 or 5 or 6 days, yeah. And nobody, you know, wants to look at it anymore. Yeah, and people get disgusted. Just remind yourself, you know, when you go, yeah, through a big city, you know, you see all these homeless people, you know, living in their filth, you know, I mean, peeing in their pants, yeah, and stinking, you know, I mean, we don't want to see them. We don't want to look at them, yeah. We find it disgusting, yeah. That is the nature of the body, you know, it is disgusting, yeah, I mean, just because we take care of it and wash it, you know, I mean, it doesn't seem so disgusting, yeah. But when we look underneath the skin, you know, it is really absolutely disgusting, yeah, we don't want to see it, yeah. We don't want to see the pores, we don't want to see the blood, you know, we don't want to see the fresh flesh, yeah. Sometimes we want to see meat, you know, because it doesn't differ from the meat of other animals. Yeah? But let's call it flesh, you know. I mean, we don't want to see the flesh, the fresh flesh, the bloody flesh. Yeah? Or we don't want to look in our stomach where the food, you know, is still, you know, processing. You know? It's just like in a chemical factory that stinks. Yeah? we like to eat the food, you know, that is nice and tasty, you know. And yet everything, you know, that comes into the body is just, yeah. I mean, this is nice, you know, and it smells nice, you know, it looks nice, you know. The moment it gets in our mouth, you know, it is distorted and put, yeah, and turned into something that is disgusting, yeah. I mean, even the best kind of food, the moment we use it, you know, we bath it in our spittle, you know, and throw it out back in our hand. We don't want to, yeah, we don't want to look at it. We don't want to eat it again, even though it is completely, it's the same thing as we just 5 minutes ago, yeah, when we put it into the mouth, yeah. And we just spit it out, you know, and look at it, you know, and put it back in, you know, we don't want it. Because whatever gets into touch with the body becomes filthy, yeah, and disgusting, yeah. And we don't want to see that truth, yeah? Just like we don't want to see the things that are in our heart. We want to suppress them. Yeah? But meditation is not about suppression. Yeah? Practice is not about suppression. It is about, you know, opening the heart and looking at the things and letting them go. Yeah? And the more we can let go, the freer our heart is. Yeah? And the freer our heart is, the more understanding it is. Yeah? This is something that we have to realize, and this is something we have to understand. And we have to be understanding for each other, yeah? We have to understand, you know? I mean, sometimes people go through a bad time, yeah? 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 We don't have to comfort them, yeah? This doesn't help them, yeah? But we have to let them alone, you know? But if they need some help, you know, I mean, we can offer them some help. It is the same thing, you know. I mean, I've seen it so often in the West, you know. I mean, somebody is crying and we run instantly, you know. We need to comfort this person. Let this person cry, you know, cry out its soul, yeah. Huh? Until it, you know, calms down, you know, and then we can ask, you know, do you need anything? Yeah. No, we want to comfort it. Don't need to cry, you know. I mean, everything is fine. No, nothing is fine, you know, because why is he crying? Yeah. Huh? I mean, he has so much pain in his heart that he cries out, you know. So, I mean, for this person, nothing is fine, yeah. But we try, you know, in the West, we always try to get rid of all these ugliness, you know, that come with the human life, yeah. Comfort him, you know. You know, it's not so bad, it's not so bad, yeah. No? For this person, at the moment, it's bad. So let it cry out, you know, and afterwards we can ask him, you know, and say, well, yeah, I mean, how can we help you, huh? Maybe he needs some help, maybe he doesn't need some help, yeah? But the world that he is in at that moment is terrible, you know, it's so terrible that he cries, you know, and I mean, maybe he uses his fist and, you know, and beats down, you know, on him or on the bench he sits on or whatever, on the table, yeah? Yeah? Let him do it. But we can't, yeah? We cannot, yeah? Because we don't want to see. And that's what we have to learn. Yeah? We have to learn to be open-minded, to see things as they are. Yeah? And let things happen, yeah? Not suppressing them. Let them happen. Not trying, you know, not trying to make them better as they are. Just look at them as they are. Yeah? That's a part of practice. Yeah? And get rid, yeah? I mean, get rid of the Western views and opinions, yeah? I mean, I was lucky, you know, I mean, when I came to Bhantad, you know. Even though I was very carefully, you know, when practicing meditation in the West, you know, but I still got wrong views, you know, I got lots of wrong views. Yeah. And when I came to Bhantad, you know, Lungta took care of all the wrong views. That, yeah, I mean, in the morning when I was, you know, when he gave a talk to the lay people and the monks were behind listening in what they shouldn't do, yeah, but they still listened in because they wanted to know what Lungta was saying. And then a crazy thought, you know, one of my views came up, you know, and then Lungta, you know, in the sala said, oh, some people think like this, this is really crazy, you know, I mean, this is wrong view, yeah. And so, I mean, over the time, over the next few 2 years, you know, I mean, he corrected all my wrong views about what is it, what is meditation, what is practice, you know, all the wrong views that are gathered up in the West, yeah. And it took a long time, yeah. And it is not helpful to come with these views, the wrong views, because, I mean, then you don't see it, you know, it's just like you have brown glasses on and the whole world is brown. If you have rosa, yeah, now shampoo glasses on, then the whole world is shampoo, yeah? No. Yeah? I mean, take, you know, glasses that they have no color, yeah? I mean, no views, no opinions, yeah? And then you see the world as it is. Yeah? Okay, understood? So difficult. Yeah. How are the two Indians doing? You feel okay here? The Indians don't have these problems like the Westerners there. I mean, the Asian countries, for the Asian culture, it is normal, you know, these things, yeah, possessing, you know, being possessed. Yeah? But even Christianity used to be, but, you know, I mean, it was demonized, you know, I mean, no, this is just, you know, I mean, just psychosis or something like that, yeah? Huh? It doesn't really happen, but, you know, exorcism in the 16th, 17th century, you know, it was quite common, yeah? People also in the West got, yeah, possessed by spirit, yeah? But you know, nowadays psychology tells us no, this cannot happen. Yeah, what does psychology know? Huh? What do the doctors know about? Yeah, I mean it is good for the world, but it is not. Yeah, I mean when we go into the spiritual realm, all sorts of things can happen. Yeah, and then with an open mind, we tend to understand what is going on. Yeah, but with a closed mind, of course, we don't understand. Yeah. Okay, nah, that's enough for today, yeah? if there are no questions, yeah? No questions? Monks never have questions. Michis don't have questions. Yeah, you have a question?
You want to say something about Uposatha
Day? About what?
Uposatha Day. About today.
Uposatha Day, it is the day of the reflection on the 227 rules of the monks, yeah? Yeah, that's called Uposatha, you know, Observance Day. Yeah? I mean, you're from India, you should understand a little bit of Pali. Uposatha, you know, observance, yeah, observing the 227 rules. And for the Michis, it is observing the 8 rules, yeah? I mean, it would be nice, you know, to recite them, you know, just like we recite the 227 rules, you know, to recite the 8 rules, yeah? We tend to forget. Slight tended to forget, yeah? Also, you know, it's also for the lay people who stay here, yeah? I mean, to remember. Also, you are under the 8 rules, yeah? The Samanen should recite his 10 rules, you know, to remember, yeah? And we tend to forget, you know, yeah? Ah, it's not so important. Ah, yes, I know. No. And then we recite the rules and then we suddenly, oh, I forgot completely about this, yeah? Yeah. So, that's what is Uposatha, Observance Day of, yeah, where we remind ourselves. I mean, it's interesting when the Lord Buddha talked about the previous Buddhas, you know, some of the Buddhas, you know, had Observance Day only once a year, yeah? Others had every 10 years, yeah? Because the people had so much sila that they didn't need to remind themselves. And then think about this world, you know, I mean, it's so terrible. We are so forgetful, you know, that we have to remind ourselves every 2 weeks, yeah? And even then, you know, after 2 or 3 days, we forget. Okay?